Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Good morning, this is John Edmiston, and today we'll be talking about the topic of prayer. Why we pray, how we pray, what happens when we pray, and getting over the fear of prayer. Firstly, why do we pray? We pray because God is in heaven and we are on earth and we need his help. We need grace and help in time of need. We need God to turn up in the middle of our circumstances, your circumstances and mine. We need help with our daily lives, our spiritual lives, our finances, our families, and everything else. And we know that deep down, we want to grow up in Christ and into the image of God. We need spiritual help, emotional help, help with the real world, and all the troubles that people faced in the Bible were answered by prayer. Whether it's Moses setting the Israelites free from Egypt, or Abraham interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah and for all the places, his nephew Lot and people like that. Wherever we turn in the Bible, even Elijah calling down fire from heaven, prayer is the answer. And we know that. Deep down we know that we have to pray. And the Lord commands us to pray and gives us the Lord's Prayer as an example. Also, we pray because we're trying to get God's will done. In the Lord's Prayer it says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So you want to take the will of heaven, what God wants, and make it happen here on earth. So, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We want God's kingdom to be manifest. We want all those good things of heaven, the peace and the joy and the healing and the gladness and the light. We want all that in our life, and that's going to come as we pray. We'll start bringing heaven down to earth. We'll start seeing people saved and revival happen and our church turn around and our community and our nation turned around through prayer. We'll see people filled with the Holy Ghost and strengthened in the inner man and given wisdom and knowledge and all the spiritual things that we Christians have as an inheritance. And we can have them through Jesus Christ. We approach the Father through the Son and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because God the Father is our Heavenly Father. He's our Abba Father. And he loves us and he gave Jesus Christ to cleanse us of our sins and to make us acceptable in the courts of heaven. So it says in Romans 5, this grace in which we stand. We stand in grace, not by our own works, not by our own performance. We don't pray because we've had a good day and had our quiet time and today we haven't done anything wrong so we can pray. We pray because of grace. It's the blood of Jesus Christ, not our own good works, that gives us admission into the heavenly courts. And when we have that admission, we can come before the throne of God and the angels present our prayers. And in the book of Revelation, we see the angels presenting the prayers of the saints to God, and lightning and thunder come forth from the throne, and all sorts of things happen in the world beneath as a result of the prayers of the saints. So this is the throne in heaven, the center of all the universe, and our Father is upon that throne, and the Lamb is before the throne, and we come to that throne for grace and for help in time of need. So that's why we pray. Because we have a Heavenly Father who's going to hear us. We're part of God's household. We're God's children. And we can come to God in very natural ways. And he will hear our prayers and he will bless us and he will take care of our lives. Romans 8:28. For we know that God works all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So now we're starting to understand a little bit about why we pray and how do we pray. And it's not how you bend your knees or what position or whether you hold your hands up this way or that. The main thing that the Bible says about prayer is we should pray in faith with reverence and awe. A person who does not believe does not receive. According to our faith, that is how it is done to us. So we pray believing and we pray with reverence and awe. Even the great Apostle Paul would bend his knees before the Father. He acknowledged the superiority of God. He came before God with fear and trembling, for our God is a consuming fire. Now, when I'm talking about fear and trembling, I'm not talking about being very, very nervous. I'm just saying that we recognize the power and the majesty of God when we pray. And we pray according to his will, and we pray according to the scriptures. Now, as we're praying, one of the most important things, and it mentions this in Matthew 6 at the end of the Lord's Prayer, is that we forgive. That we have hearts that are free from resentment, anger, strife, and all those kind of things. And in Timothy it says, we lift up holy hands without strife or anger. We need to have our hearts clean when we come to God, not full of bitterness, envy, jealousy, and rage. We need to be in the spirit and not in the flesh. So we're praying in faith, with reverence and awe, with pure and clean hearts, free from sin and resentment and unforgiveness and bitterness and all those kind of things. So that's how we pray before God. We pray in a spirit of supplication, of mercy. We pray with great intensity like Jesus did in Gethsemane. We pray with concern for the church like Paul did in many of his epistles. And we come in this spiritual tone of prayer. And you should ask God to fill you with the spirit of prayer so that you come before him knowing that your heart is full of prayer, full of joy, full of the great things of God, feeding on the scriptures and praying the scriptures back to God. The Bible is your textbook on prayer. Claim the promises, for they're all yea and amen in Christ Jesus. So how we pray humbly, we pray reverently, we pray in faith on the basis of the scriptures, knowing that they are all yea and amen to us in Christ Jesus. So that's why and that's how we pray. So I want to spend a little bit of time now talking about our fear of prayer. A lot of people are terrified of praying. They're afraid they'll look stupid or that God will sort of take their prayer too literally and give them things that they don't want. Or lots of other things happen. They feel inferior. They feel unable to pray. Oh, I'm unable to pray. I'm just a new Christian. But every child has the right to talk to their father. You are redeemed. You are cleansed by the blood. You don't have to be afraid to pray or afraid to pray aloud. You have every right to talk to God. You are his beloved child, his beloved son or daughter, and children have the right to talk to their parents. You're part of the household of God, and you have the right to talk to your heavenly Father. So you don't have to worry about being good enough to pray. Yes, you might have a bad day. Then go to God in repentance. Maybe you feel depressed and anxious. Then go to God for peace. Maybe you feel that you've sinned in a way that is just too bad and you cannot possibly pray again. That's not from God. That's from the devil who's trying to keep you away from God. So if you're broken, if you're hurt, then turn back to God and say, God, I need you. I'm sorry I messed up. I'd like another chance at all of this. And God will give you that. Just like the tax gatherer was praying, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And he prayed that out, and God said he was justified, but the pompous Pharisee, he went away empty-handed. So no matter how messed up your life is, you can always cry out to God, you can always pray, and he'll always hear you. And the Bible tells us to be bold about prayer, to come boldly into his presence for grace and help in time of need. You can approach the throne of grace, and God will be gracious to you. He will open up heaven, he will listen to your cries, and he will answer you according to his will. Now, it's very important that we pray according to God's will. Because if we pray our own will, we're messing up the purpose of prayer. The purpose of prayer is to bring God's heavenly will down to earth where it's almost absent. We don't have the joy and the blessing of heaven here on earth yet. This world is run by evil forces. And as we pray, those evil forces are held captive and God's will can be done here on earth. So you're praying to bring God's will out of heaven down to earth. So it's important that you pray God's will. And if you pray God's will, he will hear you. And if you know that he hears you, then you'll have the thing that you've desired of him. That's 1 John chapter 5 verses 14 and 15. 1 John chapter 5 verses 14 and 15. So as you're praying before the Father with reverence and awe, start praying for the will of God. Start praying for things that you know God wants, like people being saved or people being healed, or pray for your church that it will grow, or pray for your country that it will soon know peace and that God will be honored and exalted, that his name will be held holy in the USA or whatever other place in the world you're listening to this broadcast. So We're coming to God with our hearts full of needs, full of struggles, full of things where we need God to act, and we're calling him into our situation through prayer. We say, God, please turn up. Please turn up. And they cry out like the apostles in the rowboat on the lake. They're crying out to Jesus, and Jesus turns up and says, peace, be still. God wants to turn up in your life, and you're inviting him into your life when you pray. You're inviting him to take over your circumstances, your family, your finances, your work, your marriage, your children. You're inviting God into your life through prayer. So you need to pray in the morning and the evening. I have two prayer times every day. And shoot up little arrow prayers to God. Pray to God and say things like, oh, here I am, O Father. Bless this day. Keep me safe as I drive. Help me with this bill. Just talk to God about the ordinary stuff of life. Praise him. Thank him. And above all, pour out your heart to God, and he will hear you, and he will give you clarity about your circumstances, and he will give you clarity about the people around you. He will give you wisdom and instruction. And after your prayer time, you'll say, hey, I heard from God. I got an answer to my prayer. And you'll see physical answers to your prayer as well. You'll see parking spots. You'll have extra money. You'll suddenly get a breakthrough with your child that you've been praying for. And we pray for a lot of people with the paperwork and the visas and their social security applications. And we see God work, and suddenly they get that visa or they break through with social security. Prayer works. And I want you to be encouraged. I want you to feel that you can go before God. I want you to, after this broadcast, to say, hey, I can do this prayer thing. God's reaching out to me. God's calling me to pray. In future episodes of this Uplifting Moments, we'll talk more about prayer. This is just a bit of an introduction. So be around here this time next week, and we'll be talking more about prayer and how you can pray and how you can get close to God. Remember, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible to him who believes. The circumstances of your life are not final in any way, shape, or form, and prayer is the secret to making things better. Prayer is the secret to seeing your kids saved and your family transformed and your workplace transformed. So God bless you. Have a great day. This is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, signing off now.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.